Yeah, so the Passport to Christmas, it ran from November 1st until December 16th, and we had 71 businesses participating. We had new people come on, and we also had, like, the biggest one that came on was No Frills, Carl at No Frills, so that was a big addition. I think that's why we have a lot more passports. And we had some businesses that had closed, so we were at 71 participants. Anything over 70 is a really good number. Nine are from Grimshaw, one is from St. Isidore. And yeah, so total last year we had 55,620 passports, which totaled in $1,686,000 that was tracked spending locally in the Peace Region. So we were very happy with that number last year, and this year we're expecting it to be double.
No
So
kidding.
we'll see how that goes, just as what we've picked up. We still have to go pick up a couple of sites, but yeah, just looking at it right now, it looks like it's going to be double. So
Ramona, in your estimation, how much more emphasis does this put on shopping local, especially with the sign of the times these days, and with the success that you're having so far this year?
well, what it does is people that are businesses that are participating in the Passport to Christmas, it's a way, when they join, it's a way to give their clients, right, and the people that come and shop in their stores, you know, a chance to win $500 for the early bird, or that $2,500 for shopping spree for the grand prize. And so it's just a way of giving back to your clients that come in and spend money at your store. So I think it's a great thing. We've had, like, I don't have people jump off because people are so excited about it, you know, that they want to have people come into their store so that they can get their passport stamped.
Absolutely. And the excitement was definitely brewing at Stuffabus this past November when a feel-good story happened with the early bird, eh?
Yes, a really good story. The person that had won, she couldn't come in. I don't have her picture on Facebook just due to her health, but anyhow, so it was much needed. And I was very happy that she, you know, got some financial support from winning the early bird.
I think that works just fine. Ramona Toma is the Executive Director of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Ramona, I appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.